Houston Apollo 8, we're in the process of preparing meal for day, or correction, day 4 meal 8.
Roger, Frank. Houston, go.
Are you going to be able to dump that tape for our LOS?
Roger, Bill. They say they've already dumped the tape and it's almost totally clean.
What does that mean?
You've got about 2 minutes of low bit rate on there, but the rest is clean, over.
The high bit rate of the burn wasn't on there?
Negative. We've already dumped and got that.
Okay, let me know when you're going to dump it next time, Jerry. I understand we're going now on the... DSC, did you get any voice off of it?
That's affirmative, we did.
Okay, thank you.
Houston, the voice quality on your tape was just fair to middling. We were able to monitor your burn and hear most of that pretty well.
Roger, did you get a report of the photography accomplished, or is that on the tape at present?
Negative, we haven't heard that.
Okay, we'll put it on the tape now.
Roger.
Thank you.
Yes, Apollo Control, Houston, now less than 5 minutes away from a loss of signal on our first revolution.
Apollo 8, Houston, you're 4 minutes and 40 seconds from LOS. I would like a reconfirmation on your S-band aux switch in the down voice backup position. Over.
Negative, it's in the normal voice. We'll go down voice backup.
Roger, request you leave it there forever. Over.
Roger.
This is Houston. All systems are go. You're still go for Rev 2. Over.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Houston, 70 hours, 56 minutes now into the flight. We've had LOS with Apollo 8. At this time, we would like to play back those historic first words of insertion into lunar orbit as we heard them here in Mission Control.
Apollo 8, Houston, over.
Go ahead, Houston, this is Apollo 8. Very complete. Our orbit is 160.9 by 60.5. 169.1 by 60.5.
Apollo 8, this is Houston. Roger, 169.1 by 60.5. Good to hear your voice.
Apollo Control, Houston. Now we'll switch back and play back some of Jim Lovell's descriptions as he viewed the lunar surface from his orbital altitude. This is Apollo Control, Houston. As Apollo 8 passed over the lunar hill out of communications range, we read an apolune of 168.2 nautical miles, a perilune of 60.3 nautical miles. The velocity of the spacecraft at that time descending downward from its apogee was 5224 feet per second. Our current digital indications say that the present velocity is 5297 feet per second. So at 71 hours, 2 minutes, 35 seconds into this most historic flight, this is Apollo Control, Houston. Apollo Control, Houston, 71 hours, 22 minutes, now into the flight of Apollo 8. Apollo 8 continuing on its pass over the back side of the moon. We're some 17 minutes away from time of reacquisition. At this time, Command Module Pilot Jim Lovell should be taking a look at three control points evenly distributed across the backside of the moon. These are repeated on later orbits with the optics are designed primarily as a mapping tool and increasing data in establishing a point in space. Each control point has two IPs, initial points, associated with it. These serve the same homing in purpose to Jim Lovell as an IP does to a bombardier. He literally counts down to his CP 1 to 3 minutes, depending on which of the IPs he's acquired. And all of these IPs, such things as craters, hills, rills, and intersections of rills, are in all cases within about a lunar degree of the ground track. Remember, a lunar degree is 16 nautical miles versus 60 nautical miles on Earth. The same IP relationship exists on the front side with the landmark B1, which is a designator to the landing site. So at 71 hours, 23 minutes into the flight of Apollo 8, this is Apollo Control, Houston. Apollo Control, Houston, 71 hours, 32 minutes, now into the flight of Apollo 8. We're within 8 minutes of acquiring the Apollo 8 spacecraft, now on its second revolution around the moon, which the first revolution began at midpoint on the backside. Apollo 8 should be yawing about 45 degrees just about now to establish a proper attitude for TV sighting. We'll continue to monitor as we draw it nearer to that point when we reacquire the spacecraft. So at 71 hours, 32 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.